And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this beautiful Sunday morning as we continue what has been an amazing, exciting series between the Giants and the Athletics. It's the Bay Bridge Series. The series itself is tied up at a game and a piece, and the Giants lead the Bay Bridge Series right now 3-2 over the Athletics, and it's all on the heels of yesterday, an amazing 6-5 win for the Giants. It was one that looked like the Giants were going to go down to defeat, but they came up in the ninth inning. A key walk to Brandon Belt. They're down 5-4 at this point. A key walk to Brandon Belt. Yastrzemski runs for him. And then Gabe Kapler went to the bench, which he is known for now. And he went to the bench and brought in Lamont Wade Jr. And Lamont Wade took a Lou Trevino inside pitch. He turned on it. The Giants had more fly balls than anybody. Their fly ball rate is enormous compared to their ground ball rate. They hit the ball in the air, and when you do that, it often goes over the fence. And Lamont Wade Jr., pinch hit, home run for him, number 16 on the year, and the 13th pinch hit home run for the San Francisco Giants, a two-run shot, and it puts him up 6-5. McGee came in, finished the bottom of the ninth, got another save. I think it's number 27 for him. And the Giants leave the Coliseum and 36,000 people yesterday with an amazing 6-5 win. Well, it wasn't that simple, believe me, to win this game. The Giants started with Kevin Gausman. It was Kevin Gausman and Sean Manaea yesterday. And neither one looks like they're ready for the playoff, as both these teams are obviously going to be very close to the playoffs. The Giants are in. The A's are still fighting to get in. But for the Giants, Kevin Gausman, another inconsistent performance for him. 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs given up, 2 earned, and that was because of Wilmer Flores on the first play of the game threw the ball past the first baseman, and at the Coliseum, when you do that, they end up on third base. Marte got a double. Seth Brown got a 2-out hit to drive in a couple more, and the Giants were down 3-0. For Manaea, he lasted 4 2/3, but he was all over the place. So both starters were gone by the fifth inning, and it became a bullpen game. The Giants were down 3-0 after the top of the first, and then Chris Bryant came up, and he belted a 2-run shot, and it was a very important home run because it put the Giants back in the game 3-2. Well, Gausman couldn't hold it there. The A's then went ahead 5-2. They loaded the bases, a couple more hits here, and then Gausman a wild pitch for the fifth run, and that was it for him. He got another strikeout, and then Garcia came in to face Olsen, and Gausman's day was done in the fourth inning. The Giants bullpen, another spectacular day for the Giants bullpen. I can't say enough about what their bullpen is doing. Arlene Garcia was terrific. Leon was terrific. 5 1/3 innings for the Giants bullpen. 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. And they were the main reason the Giants could come back and win this game. It got to be the seventh inning with lefty Andrew Chafin on the hill. And Ruff starts it off with a home run. Another shot for him. Good day for Darren Ruff. Just a very nice day for him yesterday. A couple of walks and the home run. And Wade did pinch hit for him in the ninth inning. Belt then hit a home run. And all of a sudden that 5-2 was 5-4. And the Giants were back in this game. And I just had that feeling that the Giants were going to get this thing done. Well, in the eighth inning, they really had a shot to get back in the game even further. They had first and second, nobody out. Because Sally tried to bunt and popped it up. Then inexplicably, and we'll talk about this morning, Brandon Crawford, Lestelle on base, and Crawford took off at third. And the pitcher stepped off the rubber, ran him back, and tagged him out. Lestelle got to second, but there were 2 outs now, and the Giants ran themselves out of that eighth inning. So it set up the ninth inning for Lamont Wade Jr., and as I say, Belt with the key walk off of Trevino. And then Wade knocked it out down the right field line and put the Giants up 6-5. And they get a very hard-fought win. Very hard-fought. Top of the order didn't do much yesterday again. 0-10. That was Slater and Posey. The Giants are 30-14 after a loss now. Since the break, they're 22-12. They're 18-7 in their last 25 games. In August, 14-5. Interleague, 12-7. Today will be the last Interleague game and, of course, the last Bay Bridge game for the year, at least in the regular season. The A's pen gave up 4 runs, and that was the difference in the game. The Giants pen shut everybody down. For the Giants, runners in scoring position, 0-6. The Giants hit home runs, and they did it again yesterday. 51.7% of their runs come on a home run. The A's are now 35-26 at home, and the Giants a terrific 37-25 on the road, and they're 30-14 after a loss. So 6-5 yesterday. Gausman disappointing, the bullpen terrific. And today it'll be Logan Webb on the hill, 24 years old, and Frankie Montas, 28 years old, a hard-throwing pitcher for the right-hander for the Oakland A's. 39 walks, 152 strikeouts for Montas. The Giants did see him earlier, only a couple of hits, a couple of runs, but they did get a home run, and they did win that game. For Logan Webb, he's won his last 6. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in his last 11. How about that? You can run on them. 7 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. The A's love to run. This is a running team that they've turned into with Harrison and Marte leading the way. His whip is 1.14, and the A's did not see him earlier. But in August, I will tell you, 25 innings, 20 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, 28 strikeouts, 3 home runs. Logan Webb has been a lifesaver for the Giants, and he is the one guy they look to when they need to get a well-pitched game, and they can count on it from Logan Webb. So we'll see what happens today. Well, as we wake up on this Sunday morning, the Giants are 79-44, 39 more games to go. The Dodgers, a winner yesterday over the Mets. They are now a game and a half back, still 2 in the loss column. It'll be Stroman and Price in Los Angeles today. San Diego got a win last night over the Phillies. They came back in the 9th inning. They're 12 back. They are now tied with Cincinnati, who beat the Marlins for the 2nd wild card. St. Louis lost to Pittsburgh, so they're 4.5 back in the wild card. The Phillies lost to San Diego. They are 5 back in the wild card there. It'll be Brault and Wainwright in St. Louis today. Alcantara and Gutierrez in Cincinnati and the Marlins. Gibson for the Phillies. San Diego doesn't have a starter listed yet today, and Stroman and Price there. Houston has a 3.5 game lead over the A's in the American League West. The wild card, the Yankees have won 9 straight, 31-42, and they lead the wild card, the first wild card, by 2 games over the A's, 2.5 over Boston. Colorado won last night. They're 43-21 at home. Atlanta won their 8th straight yesterday. They're 5 games up on the Phillies. They've won 15-17. The Giants go in there next weekend. The Orioles lost their 17th straight. Can you believe it? By the way, Atlanta's won 12 straight on the road. And the Orioles get the Angels and Tampa Bay after another game today. Tuki Toussaint for Atlanta and Means, who threw the no-hitter, John Means, for the Orioles today as they try to break a 17-game losing streak. So that's baseball on a Sunday. Boy, what an exciting Bay Bridge series, and today is a big game for both teams. There's a lot of baseball left to be played, but these teams go at it. They go at each other, and the crowd is great, and it's a lot of fun. The Bay Bridge series has lived up to whatever hype we give it. Giants winners yesterday 6-5, and they look to take the series today. All right, we'll take a break, come back with the professor, Ron Wotus, our third base coach on Sunday morning, right here, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.